Okay, so I'm pretty sure this is true for everybody, but I haven't really asked people to, I haven't really tested this theory, but I'm pretty sure it's true. As you can tell, I can't really stand seatbelts. I don't like seatbelts. They're just, I think that law is unconstitutional. Anyway. If you look at your childhood and the overarching thought pattern that you had, you will probably find out that you achieved what you wanted. I was raised around a bunch of chaos, so my only goal in life was peace, no matter what. My goal was peace, no matter what. Yeah, you have trouble. There's trouble. But you learn to, you do everything. It's like being in a war. You know, it's like a warrior. It's like a warrior mindset. You're going to achieve that goal because whatever was hindering you in your childhood, you're doing your best to maintain your ship. So something wasn't right in your childhood, so you set your mind to head a certain direction, right? And you actually got what you wanted. You know, now here's the thing. Once you achieve that, it's a program that's running you without you even knowing. And so when you become aware of it, you can say, wait a minute. Okay, so I achieved that. Now I can achieve other goals. I don't have to run off of that childhood program. When I was a child, I thought like a child. When I became adult, I put away childish things. So those programs that were running in your spirit as a child, You don't have to let them control you as an adult, right? That's the secret. So there's patterns that are always trying to come back. Stuff that happened in your childhood, stuff that happened in your life. There's patterns in your life because you got used to a pattern that they keep trying to reverberate and come back in your world. Most people will never escape it. Most people will never escape it because they're not even aware of it. They don't even realize that everything they wanted as a child, they did everything they could to get to that point. Whether it's detrimental to them or not, but everything they wanted, they fought for that. You think about the people who are poor, growing up poor, and they say, I'm going to be rich. And they just, their total focus was just getting rich or getting... They became rich. Why? They were afraid of being poor or didn't like it or something, or it was they were ridiculed by being poor or whatever it was. That was a drive. That was their desire. That was their only desire. Now, they might have gave up some other stuff to get that desire. They might have gave up truth. They might have compromised this or that or whatever. But they fought for that their whole life because it was a... It was something deep down that they were willing to achieve no matter what, you know. I've seen it. They lose their marriage, they lose a job, they'll change job. Whatever it takes to get to that desired end, they will do it, you know. I'm serious. And so as you become adult and become aware of the patterns that you created from a childhood, you can actually change them. You can be aware, consciously aware of that undertone that's been there all your life, and you can actually change it. But you have to do some serious inner work. Why are you the way you are? Why? I'll give you an example. That car is crazy. It's like a mile away and it's still loud. So, I'll give you an example. So, growing up, I just wanted truth. I just kept seeking truth, truth, truth. But I really wasn't seeking the grace part. I was just seeking the truth because I didn't believe I could show the grace. I didn't believe it. So, I didn't have it. But once I started believing, I could show grace. then it happened. Now I can show grace to people. I had to believe it, though. For some reason, you know, somebody's probably ex-wife or something. You're not graceful. You're not being graceful. Or you don't know how to be graceful or something like that. I don't remember. I can't remember. But it was some kind of implication that you don't. You got a lot of truth, but you ain't got no grace. It was probably because I called her in a big fat lie. And she didn't want to be rebuked, you know. But I do have grace. And so, but I had to recognize the program.
That, wait a minute.
Why am I saying I can't have grace when Jesus says you can because it's Christ in you? You can have grace. Full of grace and truth, you know. But I had to get away from people who supported the old program, people who were not graceful,
people who were
had no grace. I had to cut them out because it was a pattern that was trying to be reinforced, to be ungraceful. Seriously, I'm telling you the truth, people. You can change it. You don't have to be controlled by the AI program of the old Adam. You can change it. Now, God, if you ask God to change it, He will, but He'll put you in situations that forces you to change it. I still struggle with that because I see people that seem to be too graceful, where they're just fake. Now, whether they are or not, I don't know. But they just seem, it's like, you're so fake, it ain't even funny. But I could be wrong. I could be making a judgment because I've never been that way. But from what I'm looking at, it's like, come on. Be real, people. Be real, you know. And so if I say that to somebody who is like, it hurts their feelings, you don't know how to be graceful. But if you say it to somebody who's raised rough, they say, yeah, be real. That's graceful because it depends on your perspective, you know. It really blows your mind. I think Dr. Phil's too graceful with people, you know. He puts up with a lot. I'm using him as an example, you know. Some of the millennials are spoiled rats, spoiled rotten kids. Not rats. What was I trying to say? I don't know what I was trying to say, but the word rat came out for some reason. But they were spoiled rotten. But what they're saying is true, because there's a lot of older people, you know, they didn't learn to be graceful because they had it rough. You know, some of the people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, they're tough because they didn't grow up in an environment that allowed you to be graceful. They had to sacrifice a lot, you know. That's not an excuse, but my point is, your childhood, the overarching theme in your mind in your childhood, I want peace in my home, I want this, the overarching ideas or preconceptions or misconceptions that you had, they're actually happening to you right now. If you really go back and be honest with yourself, you will actually see you're in the situation you're in. Your preconceived ideas about what you wanted, whether it's a spouse or whether it's a job or a life or an environment, you got what you wanted. And those patterns you created, even the patterns you created that you didn't want, those patterns can only be broken if you break them. You got to break the chains. But if the other people are keeping you in that, what's the word, enabling you into that bad pattern, if you're being enabled into a bad pattern, you're not going to change. You're just not going to change. You have to retrain your brain with truth, and then you have to retrain your brain with a repeat action. Put off the old man, put on the new, Ephesians 4. You can put off the old man all day long, but if you don't put on the new man, you're going to keep going back to that old man process, attitude, or whatever. That's one reason I kept doing videos, because I thought, okay, the more I... So you're being bombarded by culture lies, bloodline lies. You're being bombarded by lies. So the more you speak truth out into the reality, out of your heart, the mouth speaks. So the more you speak truth, the more you get in line with what you're saying, because you're not really preaching to other people. You're preaching to yourself. You're not teaching other people. You're reinforcing the truth in your inner man, and it's going to change you in the inner man, and your outside's got to change. People you used to hang around with, gone. People you used to know, gone. People you used to like talking to, you don't like that anymore, because they talk about stupid stuff, you know. Old ways of thinking, gone. Waste of time, gone. Everything that you used to be or do is gone, because you've been renewed by the spirit of your mind, in the spirit of your mind. Old ideologies, old prejudices, old whatever it is, have been destroyed. By doing the Uber, I pick up all kinds of people. Black, white, Spanish, Asian, out of the country, people, you know, CEOs, regular workers, all kinds. The drunks, the harlots, I pick them all up. I take them to their destination. And so what happens is, by doing that, I was like, wow, the preconceived ideas of people was totally wrong. I had these preconceived ideas of people. And you know, the people, I pick up people at UNCG and A&T and different colleges around there. And the people at A&T, got most of them have their ducks in a row better than most people that I've ever talked to. For real. You can talk to them, and they got it going on. And people give A&T a hard time. But I'm telling you, people that go to that school, they got it going on. Blows my mind. I can pick up people at one of the richest colleges, and they act a fool, you know. The only reason they have any kind of social grace is because they were raised around it, but when they get out by themselves, they act insane. They act foolish. So your preconceived ideas from a childhood reverberate into adulthood if you let them, but you can stop them.